Hello there. Welcome to Following the Truth. Today is Thursday, April the 11th. My name is Gary Zimek, and I'm blessed to be able to be here with you for the next 5 minutes. It really is a pleasure to be able to join you each day on these podcasts, listening to God by listening to Jesus. That's what we're going to talk about today as we look at the gospel from today's daily mass. I think sometimes we lose sight of the fact that when Jesus speaks, God speaks. I know we might understand it in a certain intellectual way, but I think sometimes there's still this belief that when we look at the God of the Old Testament, he seems a lot meaner than Jesus when he speaks. But essentially, really what's happening is we have a gradual revelation by God of himself to his people. People weren't ready for the approach of Jesus when they were one step beyond worshiping pagan gods. You know, they were living in a different time before Jesus came into the world. They had paganism all around them, and God had to speak to them in a way that they would understand. And gradually, he shifted his message so that it became, I don't want to say softer, but more filled with mercy than filled with, you either do it this way or you're in trouble. But that's the way they had to be spoken to initially because they didn't understand God. And when we get to the point of listening to Jesus speak, he is revealing, he is the ultimate revelation of the Father to us. So we could be confident when we hear Jesus speak, when we watch him through reading the Gospels, we can be confident that we are seeing and hearing God speak to us. So with that in mind, let's look at the gospel today. It's John chapter 3, verses 31 through 36. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. So as we look at this gospel, I just want to encourage you when you hear through the gospels, when you hear words spoken by Jesus, when you see the way he treated people, know that that is God. And we're getting a glimpse of God, who he is, how he loves, how he goes about healing people. That's God. And you can trust that if Jesus speaks, God is speaking as well. And if you remember, two times during the Transfiguration and during the baptism of the Lord, we heard the voice of God in the New Testament. And both times, God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." And then he adds, "Listen to him." So that's a reminder from the Father, like, listen to my Son. Listen to what he says. He's speaking for me. And don't be put off by the Old Testament version of God. Remember, that was written in the Bible to people who couldn't have understood anything but that. They needed to hear that. If you want to get to know the Father, listen to Jesus and specifically focus on the parable of the prodigal son. If you ever want to get an idea of who the Father is and what he's about, look up that parable of the prodigal son. And that's what Jesus was trying to teach us, that our Father in heaven is all loving and he is always willing to take us back, even if we've turned away from him and did all kinds of bad things. God loves you. He loves you. And if you listen to Jesus, you're going to get an idea of just how much he loves you. And ultimately, you just look to the crucifix on Good Friday, on Calvary. That's an example of how much God loves you. He was willing to send his son to die for you and for me. I hope you have a fantastic day. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. God bless.